長く一つのところにとどまってると昼間でも真っ暗に感じる。暗い暗い暗い本当に何もない。笑い方もわからない。長く一つのところにとどまってると昼間でも真っ暗に感じる。暗い暗い暗い本当に何もない。笑い方もわからない。死にたくても死ねない。そんな夜でした。
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the Mega Prison Pulse, and what we're going to talk about today. God, it's going to be a crazy day. We got so much stuff to talk about. First, I'll talk about the whole reason I talked about John Cena yesterday was supposed to be to inform my friends about the humiliation ritual that it was, which I right over my head, forgot to get there. Well, hey, what's up? Hey, buddy, it was a humiliation ritual. That's what it was, yep. Haha. White people, we're losers or something. so funny. No, it's not, fuck you, kikes. Go fuck yourself. Okay, next, what are we talking about today? Today we're going to talk about Gamergate. I got to talk about the Stupid Sweet Baby Incorporated. The fucking mod, Janny's warned me, those assholes, because I reported a thread, this thread right here. So I guess we'll talk about that, because I'm dictated by the Jannies to talk about said things. It has to happen. Then we'll talk about the Trojan horse and the new TikTok ban bill that can be used against 4chan itself. Oh no. Talk about that. Talk about CIA agents were involved in January 6th. And we'll close out the show with AI stuff. AI scared thingies. Raw, be afraid of AI or something. Cool. Can't wait for the show. It's going to be incredible. Let's get to do it. Shall we? First, we got Gamergate. I got to talk about Sweet Baby Incorporated, I guess. Because if you look, Department of Homeland Security funded, take this, a company or an offshoot of a subsidiary or blah, 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 deep state money, just put out a document demanding that game companies denounce Gamergate 2. Bleh, the fucking deep state literally put money behind anti-Gamergate stuff, so now Lou has to come out and talk about the Gamergate stuff, and I just don't want to. I don't want to. Everybody's talking about it. I don't need a popularity boost by talking about the Gamergate shit. That's what everyone wants. They want the clout. They want to jump on the clout train. How do you think? Do you know how Sargon of Kakkad became popular? Gamergate 1. That's literally how Sargon of Kakkad made his fame. That's where he blew up on YouTube. The algorithm and shit. Gamergate. That's where he got his popularity. That's where it came from. Gamergate 1. I don't seek clout. I don't want to chase clout. That's another reason I don't want to talk about this shit. Because it's so fucking big right now. Everybody's talking about it. It's frustrating. It's annoying. There's nothing new to talk about. Everything I talked about this 3 months ago is exactly the same as it is now. It's a stupid, woke company that dictates to other companies what they have to do to be woke. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's just a bloat. It's bloat. I'm sure I said it was bloat then. And it's the same as bloat now. It's dumb. The only reason this is called Gamergate 2 is because there's people that were involved in Gamergate 1 that are somehow crazily involved in this as well. And guess what? They're all fucking women. Who gives a fuck about women? Fuck. Stupid. Always women. Women, women, women. Causing drama, drama, drama. This Britbong says, would be nice if this shit stayed on V. Dude, that's another reason I don't want to talk about it, dude. Another fucking reason I don't want to talk about it. There were so many threads that were kicked off of other boards onto Poll that were Gamergate related shit. So it's like Poll's getting shit up with other board shit that they don't want. So it gets shit to us. So it's like our board gets shit up with shit. I don't want it. I don't want all the shit. But I report the shit and then I get fucking warned for reporting the shit. Well, go fuck yourselves. It's advertising. Go fuck yourselves, mods. Wake up. Wake up. Everyone's talking about this. You don't have to warn me because I'm like, go fuck yourself. I'm not a tranny. Go fuck yourself. There's okay Gamergate threads and there's bad Gamergate threads. I don't report every single Gamergate thread. I don't report the Gamergate generals, mods. There's one thread type I report and it's this one right here. Almost 300,000 users. Sweet Baby Incorporated detected the Steam group. It's the fucking Steam group. It's advertisement. They're advertising their Steam group. On Asmund's show, the owner of this group went. You can go watch Asmund's stupid interview with the fucking leader of this group, and he has nothing of substance to say. Nothing of substance. Zero substance. It's just a lot of ums, Maybe it's because English is a fucking fourth language or some shit. Stupid foreign piece of shit. God, stop advertising your group, you fucks. I don't give a shit. These are the only threads I report, these ones. Not the Sweet Baby Incorporated General, even though they fucking link to the stupid Steam group, which is advertising, you fucks. So it should be banned, but I don't report it, because Lou is nice guy. But fuck me if you're pushing me, mods. I'll start report. I'll take more warnings. I don't give a fuck. Don't push me. Next thread, Recipes 4chan. The so-called TikTok ban is a Trojan horse. The president will be given power to ban websites, not just apps. The person breaking the new law is deemed to be the US or offshore internet hosting service app store, blah, 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 whatever. The president could ban websites. There was threads saying that 4chan was not at risk because you can't make user accounts on 4chan. Therefore, it's exempt from the law or whatever, blah, 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 blah. Go fuck yourself, man. Some Jewish lawyer could probably word that the fucking trip faggot name thing is a username, is a user account. Go fuck yourself. Stupid, dumb. They could say the 4chan pass is a fucking user account or something. Who knows? Be dumb. But this is definitely Trojan horse. This is definitely... And the bill passed the House already. So the bill passed. So be afraid. Be very fucking afraid. Though it's probably going to be used against Twitter. It's probably for Twitter. 4chan could also be affected. Be awares. Dio says, dead in the Senate, I hear. It better fucking be. It better be. It's dumb. And there's a bunch of pushback from Zoom Zooms. They love their TikTok, you know. This American says, please release me from this prison. You can never leave, you motherfucker. You can never leave from this place. You're here forever, just like I am. Go fuck yourself. You could have immortality and I'd be stuck here forever. It'd be a blessing and a curse. This Spanish nonce says, killing 4chan could be the best fucking thing ever. Glowies lose their main honeypot. People could finally go to different alt sites. Yeah, we get a blow up of alt chans. Friends chan might actually be popular. Total chud destruction. This leaf says, I love how our governments always pass these laws from one top layer reason, but it's always a long con to gain more power. I agree, leaf, but they always hide it behind safety and security. Like, oh, we'll make you safer. Oh, just give us a little bit of your rights, A little bit more of your rights, and we'll give you a little bit of safety. We'll give you a little bit of safety, promise. But nope, they don't. They don't give you anything. They just take. They take. And you lose. This Brabong says they're banning TikTok because it's controlled by the Chinese and the Western countries are busy trying to shape the thoughts of its populations without interference. Yeah, not completely wrong there. TikTok operates an app and a website. The usual channels, Plebit, 4chan, Facebook won't be touched. Dude, shit, dude, you cannot. Dude, that's typical Britbong thinking. Yeah, we can just give them this extraordinary power to whoever they want. They won't touch 4chan. No, they won't. It won't happen. Are Britbongs just mentally incontinent? Like, what the fuck? All Britbongs are like this. And you live in a system where every day you're shown the opposite. Like, every day, you're shown the literal, like, it doesn't work that way. But still, you keep reiterating it like a fucking stupid, retarded puppy. Wake up. It's like doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results is insanity, bro. Only Lou's allowed to be insane. This pirate Anon says, they do know if they shut this place down, we'll all go outside, right? I know, that's the most dangerous part. That's so dangerous. We don't want all the crazies out on the streets, right? Need them on 4chan, but on the computer screen, where they're safe and docile. Free me from this hell. Everyone wants to be freed, whatever. Next thread. CIA agents involved in January 6th. Leading report. Yeah, we got a link too. So this is totally real. This is totally fucking real. I totally see a link in this thread, and I've totally vetted all of these things I'm talking about already. So this is totally real and legit, and I've totally confirmed this. It's leading report. 88 pages of ATF records from DOJ lawsuit show the CIA deployed personnel to Washington, D.C. on January 6th, according to Judicial Watch. LMAO, OP says. Yeah, LOL even. Yeah, cool. So not only was the FBI there, but the CIA was there as well. Wow, was every three-letter agency there? Was the ATF there? I bet they were. I bet the fucking IRS was there. But the IRS was there taking notes on everybody. Seeing who they got to tax extra. 88 pages, it has to be real. Shut up, Small! Shut up! This is a quality show with quality threads that Lou vets and puts lots of work into that I checked to make sure they're real. Just don't even worry about it. Don't check it. This is 4chan. You just trust everything with your gut and just don't even worry about it. Fuck. It's probably kind of right. You know, it's probably like 50% right or something. New OpenAI modded robot. We're so fucked. Dio says, CIA not supposed to operate inside the U.S. Unless there's terrorists or something inside the U.S., which they designate all their citizens. Whatever, we're talking about AI robots now. We're not talking about that. We're moving on. We got to keep the show rolling. We got to keep it rolling. Even though I've only been recording for 16 minutes. That's it. Feels like a century. And I'm already on the last threads. Holy fuck, maybe I should reel it in a little bit, Lou. Reel it in. Extend the show time. Draw the show out. Extend it. The House passed the TikTok ban. I know, that's what I said, Badger. You fool, I said that. The House is in the Senate. Stop derailing the show. You're derailing it or something. We're talking about AI now. We're going to watch the AI video that will extend the show length.
This is genuinely by far the most surprising AI demo I've ever seen in my entire.
It's gonna be incredible!
You're about to see exactly why OpenAI's new humanoid robot in partnership with Figure is absolutely incredible.
In partnership with Figure, gotta make sure we throw that in there.
Incredible. Take a look at the demo, and then we can dive into all the technical details of how this really works.
Hey, Figure One, what do you see right now?
Notice the jarring cuts that are definitely aren't incredible lengths of time.
I see a red apple on a plate in the center of the table, a drying rack with cups and a plate, and you standing nearby with your hand on the table.
Great, can I have something to eat?
Sure thing.
I love these jarring cuts that totally aren't taking out a bunch of the wait time.
Great. Can you explain why you did what?
This is kind of impressive, though. The movements were pretty fluid when he gave him the apple. And then him shaking up these things to put him on the plate is to kind of show that it's kind of random. But the fact they're so big, it's kind of a parlor trick slightly. But we'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
What you just did while you pick up this trash?
On it. So I gave you the apple.
That kind of looked real time. That looked almost like they didn't edit it. Maybe that was like it didn't take that long for it to do it. I don't know.
Apple, because it's the only edible item I could provide you with from the table.
Great. So based on the scene right now, where do you...
Why the jarring cut from him with the basket? Like what... Was it awkward when he grabbed the basket from the robot? Why, that was a weird cut.
Do you think the dishes in front of you go next?
The dishes on the table, like that plate and cup, are likely to go into the drying rack next.
Great, can you put them there?
Of course.
Very cool. Why'd it cut there? Why did you cut it? Stop cutting.
All right, so how do you think you did?
I think I did pretty well. The apple found its new owner, the trash is gone, and the tableware is right where it belongs.
I agree. Thanks, Figure One.
You're welcome. If there's anything...
Also, I can't see if it looks tethered. Looks like it's probably tethered to something, to like probably a server rack. Probably a very big server rack. Probably tethered to that, I would assume.
Anything else you need help with, just let me know.
Is that usually when robot demos have been done in the past, a lot of the times, because robots are kind of slow, and they have been slow in the past because making them fast is quite a difficult task, they have been sped up to just show you what the robot is capable of doing. However, this recent demo was all done in 1x speed. That means what you saw wasn't sped up at all, and everything was done in real time. Secondly, the tweet also states that all behaviors are learned and not teleoperated. Teleoperation is the process of using a human who is controlling the robot via a VR control.
I think they're literally doing the language model on the fucking robot, which is insane, man. If they're doing like some sort of language model, like neural network on the robot, which is what it seems like they're doing, that's fucking crazy. It's gonna be awesome. Can't wait. Soon, robo waifus. Oh my god, I can't wait. I need robo waifus now! Dude, like 5 years robo waifus? Come on, man. 5 years robo waifus. Yes, 5 years robo waifus. We need the robo waifus. They will use these to replace jobs, but somehow keep their bloated HR teams and unmarried cat ladies. They'll have robo husbandos as well. I don't know. The cat ladies will get their super fit husbando, or I guess. Ooh, yuck. Just got whatever. Let them do their thing in private. Yuck. And all of my robo waifu harem. Yes. Yeah. Man, AI is going to be awesome. Just a little further. Just a little further. Also, everything crash, please. Both things as well. Both things. Is there a supercut without the cum-guzzling Reddit nigger Kike screeching on top of the video? No, there isn't. Sorry. Nope. This is horizontal expansion. This is corporate procrastination. I don't know. It looks like progress to me. Yeah, whatever. Let's look at AI turning Wi-Fi routers into real-time 3D cameras, the finale of the day.
Is they had, a camera looking at a space.
This is old. I've seen this. This is really old, actually, but whatever. I think I talked about this before.
Two people in it. That's sort of like coming in from one eye. The other eye is the radio signals, so sonar from the Wi-Fi router. And they just learned to predict, like, this is where the human beings are. Then they took away the camera. So.
What he's saying right now is basically they have one camera looking at people. It's like a normal camera. Then they have the Wi-Fi router signals. And then they're basically laying them on top of each other and having the AI learn, like, look at them. Okay? And it's learning from both of them. And then they took the camera away and then wanted it to keep producing the image, and it could.
All the AI had was the language of radio signals bouncing around a room. And this is what they're able to reconstruct. Real-time, 3D, pose estimation, right? So suddenly AI has turned every Wi-Fi router into a camera that can work in the dark, specially tuned for tracking living beings.
Ooh, I bet the feds love that, dude. Literally any Wi-Fi router in the world can be used to 3D model who is ever in the fucking room of that fucking router. Probably in the whole house, really. You could probably get the whole range of the router, you could probably map. That's fucking crazy. That's like Batman level shit. That's like Batman movie level shit. It seems unreal. But that's, Wi-Fi router signals are just, they're literally light signals. It's like light. You're bouncing light that we as humans can't see. So it makes perfect sense that this is possible. Okay, this is very possible. That Wi-Fi thing is 5 years old. Yes, I talked about this long ago. Yes, I talked about this already. Probably like 2 years ago. But cool to talk about, though. Coming Wi-Fi destruction of everything. Just sold the last of my Bitcoin. Next stop, rebuy at 14K. Dude, that's probably not a bad call. That's probably not a bad call. Probably a rant. The days of sub 50K coin are dead and buried, dude. I wouldn't do it. How can you say that with a straight face? How can you say that? Dude, Bitcoin bounces up and down all the time, dude. all the time. It's a constant ebb and flow. You think it's going to just keep going up to the moon? No, it'll bounce down again. It'll bounce up again. Crazy. Find the whole talk. Yeah, the whole talk was better. I talked about the whole talk a long time ago. This German says, I still remember when they called this a conspiracy theory. Yeah, I don't think it's conspiracy at all. Dude, if it's so old and it's like ancient, man, dude, the feds definitely got that shit. Feds definitely got that shit. I bet the feds are like 3D modeling lowlies. I bet that's what they're doing with that technology. They're going to any household and 3D modeling lowlies. That's what they gotta be doing, right? Fucking feds. Incredible. Before I end the show, do we got an update to the TikTok ban? Did it get past the Senate? Do we not know yet? Oh my God, bro. Imagine you wake up tomorrow morning, you see a news report that China has distributed 100 million sensors around the United States. That's precisely what TikTok is. Klon Kitchen, who worked in the US intelligence community, said in 2020. Oof. 100 million sensors, 100 million cameras into the Chinese communist spy network. They called Trump a bigot for saying this in 2020. Total Gloju death. Hilarious. Glowies and Jews are just mad. They have no control over it. Fuck them. Yeah, that's the main thing. They're trying to gain control before the election. That's what it is. It should be called election interference. That's what it is. Election interference. They want to ban TikTok because it's incredibly anti-Zionist. Dude, a Jew is going to buy it. It was going to go right into the hands of a Jew. Rough, bro. Dude, corrupt. I mean, that's what I guess I'll end the show on that. Just a Jew's set to take control of TikTok if this bill goes through. And also, there's a back door that could probably fuck 4chan. And more likely, Twitter and other things. Yeah, that's it. So that's the show. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Bye-bye.
To Captain Bender, he's the best. At being a big jerk who's stupid and his big ugly face is as dumb as a butt.
Eh, I've heard better.